Well, I'll get to that in a little bit because we've got things to do as we hit the home stretch of crunch time on a Tuesday. You can start me.
Very pressing things. I get to Vlade Divac, I ask.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
There it is.
What
are you doing? To
Vlade
Divac,
silent version.
I ask.
What are you doing?
Try that again. Okay, it's one thing to trade away your franchise player, Boogie Cousins, after a year or so of saying you would never do it because he means too much to the franchise, but to then do it and get basically nothing in return, we all gotta wonder if you're legit trying to tank the franchise. Deadspin put it well. Divac basically traded Cousins for a sack of oranges and a DVD box set of Fast and Furious. Kotaku, which is a video game culture website, actually tried to put the real trade into NBA 2K17, and the game wouldn't let it because it was too dumb of a trade. The logic was that the Kings would be morons to actually execute it in the video game.
Whoa.
And not only is the trade itself dumb and awful, but then Divac comes out after it, literally says he turned down a better offer 2 days prior to the trade happening. So after over a year of saying you'd never do it, you do it, get a DVD box set and a sack of oranges, and then admit you got those really tiny cutie oranges instead of the big expensive ones you apparently said no to the day before. If you're going to suck at your job, at least don't admit it to the media, or else you might not have an opportunity to suck at it anymore. Now go back to not caring about the Kings and the Pelicans, everyone, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Thank you, by the way. So I guess I'll go with Simeon Rice, Hall of Fame wannabe, I ask.
What are you doing?
So he's on CBS Sports Radio talking with Andrew Filippone, who was in for DA, and he's making his case for Canton. Filippone, not quite buying it. Rice is talking about guys like Warren Sapp. Sapp said Rice should be in over Michael Strahan. And don't get me wrong, Rice was a really, really good player. Top 20 in sacks. I think he's 19, 122. He had 15 and a half in one season for the Super Bowl champion Bucks, but All-Pro one time. Strahan, 141 sacks, sixth all-time, five-time first-team All-Pro, just a better resume. But the reason we look to Rice is at the end of the interview, both guys agree to disagree. Filippone tells Rice, well, enjoy your birthday week because he turns 43 Friday. Rice tells him, blank a blank. If you're wondering what that is, just think Monica Lewinsky and hangs up. So that should help his cause, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Simeon Rice in Illinois' trip to Autzen Stadium, the first ever game I went to in Autzen Stadium.
1995, Kevin Hardy, a linebacker, Jaya Figueres with the sack and fumble in the end zone.
Strip recovery in the end zone.
Interesting. Yep. First game I ever attended as a season ticket holder.
Also the first time I lost my voice in my whole life. to the Cleveland Browns, I ask.
What are you doing?
This isn't
end it there.
Yeah, right? This isn't so much for something they did this week other than existing, I guess. But it was 21 years ago this week that the Browns decided in their infinite wisdom to fire Bill Belichick. Art Modell announced he was moving the franchise to Baltimore. 1 week after the move was made official, decided to fire Belichick. So I guess this could be viewed as a, you know, Baltimore Ravens, what are you doing, I guess? But Belichick actually coached the Browns, so I'm sticking with that. Actually, maybe this should go to Art Modell, whatever. Their first year of existence, they went 4-12 under Ted Marchabrota, drafted Jonathan Ogden, Peter Boulware, and Ray Lewis, so the Ravens ended up fine after they eventually fired Marchabrota and brought in Brian Billick. But the season before the announcement happened, they went 11-5 and lost in the second round to the Steelers with the best coach in the history of football. So not only was Modell a bag for moving an incredibly popular locally and actually good at the time franchise out of the city, but he fired the best coach ever on top of it. Not only that, when Robert Kraft hired Belichick, he asked Modell's opinion, and he told him he'd be making the biggest mistake of his life if he hired Belichick. So, you're dumb, and also dead, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Wow. He's both of those things.
To everybody who lost their minds over Boogie Cousins to my Pellies, I ask.
What are you doing?
Do we really think the New Orleans Pelicans fleeced anyone? Yeah, Cousins is a heck of a player, but is that big of a deal? 15 seasons in existence and New Orleans beat the Mavericks. That was their one playoff series win, the only time they've advanced. The Kings, really? Last time they won a playoff series, Brad Miller was their center. And John Kerry was a presidential candidate. We realize this became a federal production partly because it happened at the All-Star break and nothing else was going on without beyond the ho-hum snooze fest that has become the NBA's All-Star weekend. And yes, Anthony Davis and Cousins together, interesting, but it's not stop the press's news, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Because it's the Pelicans.
It's my Pellies.
To the PA announcer at the All-Star Saturday, I ask.
What are you doing?
What's the one big story to happen in the NBA that has been talked about from the offseason into the season and into the All-Star break? The one prevailing huge story that has had everyone talking all season long. Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. Would he mesh well with his new team? Would Russell Westbrook punch him in the face for looking at him sideways during their big matchup? All sorts of storylines this season revolving around the fact that Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City for Golden State. So when they were getting all set for the three-point shootout, they showed a close-up of Durant sitting courtside to root on his new teammate, Klay Thompson. The PIA guy announces him in his big DJ voice, and now OKC's own Kevin Durant in the house. Durant looks at the camera like, is that supposed to be on me right now? Kind of gives the peace sign and scoffs it up. Then the guy says, from the Golden State Warriors, baby. Sorry, man. Damage done. You're dumb, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Too late. All right, I had a third one. It stinks. I don't want to do it. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the 4 o'clock hour known as Sports Talk 95.3 The Score.